Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Sherelle McMillan of Inside Carolina here. And Sherelle, with Carolina's recent five-game winning streak, they've gone from 5-5 in the conference and looking for enough wins to make the NCAA tournament to 10-5 and on a roll heading into Syracuse on Wednesday night. Certainly opens the door for NCAA possibilities. The Charlotte pod being one, once thought lost for good by North Carolina, is now definitely back in play. Your take on what the Heels need to do from here to get that first couple rounds in Charlotte?
I think winning out will be close to enough. Now, if you look at the top 16 that the NCAA released a couple weeks ago, both Clemson, UVA, and Duke are all ahead of UNC. And all of those, I think Charlotte would be their preferred regional location. Virginia's a lock. So essentially, it is Clemson, North Carolina, and Duke for that second spot in Charlotte. Now, Clemson has lost a couple games since then. They've also had some injuries that I'm sure the committee will take into account. Duke has gone on a winning streak. So if North Carolina can take care of their business against Syracuse on Wednesday and then against Miami on senior night, that Duke game definitely looms large as one that could determine who's going to be a number two seed and who would likely join Virginia in the Charlotte pod. The ACC tournament definitely could be a factor. But if North Carolina has finished the season with a sweep of Duke and then a comparable record and then with their strength of record and strength of schedule, then I think it'd be difficult for the committee to put anyone else over North Carolina as a two seed and put them in Charlotte with UVA. So that Duke game looms large again, but they got to take care of Syracuse and they've got to take care of Miami first.
If you wonder how important being in North Carolina for the NCAA tournament is for the Tar Heels, just look up the stats on Roy Williams and North Carolina's success. Carolina and Syracuse on Wednesday night. We'll come back tomorrow. Sherelle and I will preview that game.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.